program to send you on your way with a song, Moments of Melody. We continue to hear about pollution. I have an article here with a picture of a tombstone on the cover. It says on the tombstone, "Here lies John Doe. He breathed too much." Well, let's read on, turning the page. Pollution got you worried? As we all know, the problem is man. He pollutes the air with smog, the water with mercury. Why? Man's heart. The heart of man is not concerned about his neighbor. It's out for profit, for greed. And it's not only the environment that man pollutes. He pollutes the world with tension, hate, war, anxiety, fear. God calls this pollution sin, the problem of the human race. If dollars and reform can't change things, then what can? Since the heart of the problem is man's heart, this has to change. How? By believing that God so loved this world, this polluted world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus came to change the heart of man. He can clean up the pollution of your life if you ask him to come into your heart and take away your sin. He says, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Get a fresh start. Be spotless before your Creator. Remember, he didn't make things this way. We did. After his sin of adultery, who prayed, "Be gracious unto me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." The Lord Jesus has touched the lives of many in New Testament times and since. For those who are willing, he will take away all the pollution of sin for time and eternity. Make David's prayer your prayer. "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin."